out there by chance? I've sent a page to find Senator Vitter. He is not there. Senator Simmons, do you want to, I guess at that point, are you prepared to do, to start at least Senate Bill
10 minutes? Really not. No.
We're really not. Kathy? Why don't I turn this over again to my vice chair, and we'll go ahead and move on House Bill 1170. I think we can maybe move that through in fairly short order.
Somebody's looking for him, so.
Oh, okay. Well, we probably it's going to be too late. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's.
No, I was wondering if you were.
Oh, yeah, no, Vitter, we can't find Vitter, so okay. We'll try to take 1170.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, House Bill 1170. And I imagine that you're going to take it from here?
Yes, I'll take it from here, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much.
With the sponsor of 1170.
1170 has passed the House, I think, probably without a dissenting vote. And what the issue is in the countryside is an issue of vandalism, of anhydrous by those folks that wish to make drugs, illegal drugs, such as meth. It's become a real issue in many areas of the rural communities, and certainly an issue we need to address here in South Dakota. What it does is create new law indicating the crime that stealing of anhydrous ammonia is, because if you look at the anhydrous ammonia itself, even though its value would not be that high in the amount that you're having that may have been stolen, so it would be a reduced account or reduced charge, the product they're trying to make out of it certainly is a real problem. So we're trying to adjust the crime and the penalty to reflect that. And what I would wish to do is turn it over to some of the industry that helped bring this forward, and have them testify on their perspective on the bill.
Okay, thank you, Senator Dietrich, and other proponents, 1170.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Well, before you get to the industry, I'd like to make a few comments as the prime house sponsor, and I guess you can look at this either as an ag-related bill, or you can look at it as a drug bill. I think the main emphasis today is really on the drug side of things, but I'm honored to be in front of you folks today in the Ag Committee. It's really amazing. I mean, we all know that we've all heard of home meth labs and see the more common occurrences of these out in the country, a lot of times in smaller towns or smaller communities outside of major communities. But it never really dawned on me, or I never really gave it a whole lot of thought until I'm starting to hear that the anhydrous ammonia is part of the process in making meth. And having an extensive background working with anhydrous, it just totally floors me in how these folks handle anhydrous ammonia. And any of you, and I know many of you have probably worked around anhydrous, know that it's a very high in ammonia and a very water-deprived product. And it can cause blindness, it can burn your lungs, and just because it seeks moisture so much. And that's what makes it such a tough product to handle, and one that the industry regulates very much so. But when I heard that people go out and steal anhydrous, and it comes usually from the dealers or from the farmers, where the thefts occur from, but try and pour it as rapidly as they can as a liquid into a pop cooler, slam the lid shut and duct tape it shut, or pour it into a 5-gallon pail and stick your head out the window and drive as fast as you can and try and get some of it back to your home meth lab so that you can use it and react your products to make meth before it all evaporates. It just totally floors me, and this—that's what I believe. It makes it more of a drug bill than a meth, and a meth bill than an ag bill. And the thought here is to let's treat it as the crime that it's really intended. The theft is really intended to be used for.
Representative Jaspers, actually, before the others come up, could you just do? Have you got the printed bill in front of you?
Yeah.
Could you just really?
go through and
buzz through the sections real quickly.
Sure.
They're basic intent, so we know that right before we get the other testimony.
Sure. Well, the first section just basically defines what anhydrous ammonia is.
Correct.
The second section just says that no person, you know, may transport it or possess it unless it's for the intended purpose, deliver it or whatever, or tamper with it. It's pretty easy. The people in the industry or anybody that use anhydrous for a productive use rather than for a thefted use, the containers that it's transported, stored in, everything is pretty well regulated, and it really is pretty easy to decipher. If somebody has anhydrous on them, whether or not they're using it for a productive use or for a illegal use. And so this just kind of spells that out.
And establishes a Class 5 felony and a civil penalty up to $50,000.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Correct. That's the end of that. And then the Section 3, just...
like a liability section? Is that
there you go.
That's what that's for?
You're doing very well, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I'm ringing along with you.
And...
okay.
Section 4 just says that it doesn't apply.
If you're using it in its regular course. Okay, thank you. All right. Other proponents? Sorry for that little...
That's right.
Deal. I just kind of... There are a few different issues in that. Good morning.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Kathy Zander, I'm executive director and lobbyist for the South Dakota Agribusiness Association. This bill is before you today to help the fertilizer industry make sure that anhydrous ammonia is used for what is intended, to help grow food, not for manufacturing drugs. At this time, 9 states passed this type of legislation last year, and there are several others working on it this year. This problem was recognized as early as 1998. At that time, a task force was formed to examine the issue, and at that time, and they did were successful in passing federal legislation last fall, and that legislation imposes a felony penalty for the theft if they cross state lines, because we're finding it was a huge problem in Iowa. We didn't have much of a penalty, so the problem was growing in South Dakota. I actually have a board member in Marion that didn't know he'd been losing anhydrous until there was a meth lab found in his area, and the guy had been stealing from him and he didn't even know. So he has a growing problem, and Charlie's here at the AG's office to talk about that. We've tried to educate our members, and DCI came to us last year and did a brochure on things to look for so people know if they've been losing it or not, and we hope that you'll support the bill. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and since we have to expedite, if everybody could just be real brief, that was great.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Charlie McGuigan with the Attorney General's Office. We do support this bill. The manufacture of methamphetamine is a growing problem in South Dakota. It wasn't much of a problem until just the past couple of years, and it seems like we're busting about one lab a month now, whereas if we busted one a year, it was a big year. So it is a problem. I do have a little demonstration here, or a demonstrative product. What they do is they take an ordinary 20-pound propane bottle, like you find on your outdoor barbecue grill. They make a modification to it. That's what they use to collect the anhydrous ammonia. They either go out to a wagon that they find out in the field, or a storage tank at a fertilizer dealer, or they even go to the bulk rail cars if they can find them parked in rail yards. They use these 20-pound bottles to collect it. And the reason we know that this one has been used for anhydrous ammonia is because it reacts with the brass fittings and they turn blue. And so it is a growing problem in South Dakota, and we support this bill.
Thanks very much. I'm sure there's a lot more information, and that'd be interesting, but maybe we can get someone to work on that on the floor a little bit.
South Dakota Sheriff's Association, Dick Thiessen, on behalf of them as well as the South Dakota Chiefs Association, we're rural. We are a perfect place for cooking. It is happening, and we support the legislation.
Thank you.
Brenda Foreman, South Dakota Association of Cooperatives, and we also are in support of the bill for all the reasons just previously stated, and I will not state them again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other proponents of House Bill 1170. And even even though I don't officially represent them, speaking for South Dakota's fire service, these meth labs are a big problem there, too. It becomes a hazardous materials problem for firefighters in the state. Often volunteer departments get caught up in a situation of a mix of chemicals that you would never anticipate in just a small country house. Are there opponents to House Bill 1170? If not, I would close to... Pardon me. Okay, go ahead.
If I could ask Charlie, right now when you bless these people, what's the maximum sentence for them?
Senator Staggers, you're going to make me shoot from the hip. As I recall, manufacture and distribution of methamphetamine, it's all of our controlled substance laws are the same. And so it's either a Class 3 or a Class 4 felony, which would mean either 10 or 15 years in the penitentiary.
If I could just follow up. So this punishment is less than what we have right now.
Right.
Okay.
But just to clarify, if they were trafficking in it, that wouldn't change.
Right. This helps is when we find the guy in between his house and wherever he stole it from, or it's an additional charge that we could possibly bring.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions of the witnesses? Okay, if not, we would close the committee action in our discussion. Senator Simmons.
Move to pass, Mr. Chairman.
Seconded by Diedrich. Any further discussion on the motion do pass? If not, Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor of 1170 do pass, say aye. Opposed, nay.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hubmacher?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Barriers?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Andy?
Aye.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I would thank you for putting that on consent.
First of all, House Bill 1170 passes, and we have a motion and second to go on consent. Ham made the motion, Simmons with the second. All those in favor of the consent motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 1170 will not be on consent. I will be on the floor, and Senator Diedrich, since you're the sponsor, we have that covered. Is there any further business for the committee? If not, I'd entertain motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.